Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Chris Morbelli, EY America's Life and Group Insurance Transformation Leader, joins us today to unpack the latest insights from the LIMRA EY Workplace Benefits Report. With rising cost pressures, evolving employer expectations, and a growing demand for leave management solutions, the report sheds light on how benefit strategies are shifting and where brokers, insurers, and third-party vendors can step in to support. Chris, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Great. Thanks, John. Really appreciate the opportunity to be here. Excited to share some of our findings from our EY and LIMRA research.
Looking forward to it as well. So, Chris, what's top of mind for employers regarding benefits, and what shifts are you seeing?
Sure. So, you know, our research ultimately found five key themes in how we see the benefits landscape transforming. I think number one, which is exciting, benefits absolutely remain at the heart of the employee value proposition, but there is a significant amount of change in the workforce, multi-generational workforce, continued shifts to hybrid, emergence of freelance labor. Ultimately, that requires much more holistic solutions, as well as a greater degree of personalization to drive relevancy. So that's number one. Number two, because of the dynamics changing within the workforce, wellness benefits have become must-have. Back in 2023, we launched our research and formulated this wheel of wellness around five key dimensions of well-being, from financial and physical, which we've been, you know, talking about as an industry for a while, but the expansion out to mental, professional, even societal well-being. And our latest research says that the wheel is still very much real in terms of well-being benefits being critical. Third, you know, the distribution landscape continues to change, but brokers absolutely are remaining essential. However, you know, as we continue to see consolidation of the brokerage houses and the broker landscape, that could have unintended consequences. It could stifle local innovation, but it also could leave smaller employers underserved, which actually could open the door for new distribution players and disruption. The next is that leave management, we now believe, is a core four of benefit, with medical, dental, and vision, with the regulatory environment changing rapidly and just candidly leave management becoming more complex. It almost opens the door a bit for leave mismanagement, and it's something the industry is going to really need to focus on. And then last, I would just say, with the rapid pace of technology change, we're now almost in a digitize or be disrupted mode, and AI and artificial intelligence is likely the key, and likely areas where brokers and carriers are going to be making some big bets in the future.
Any surprises out of the report as far as you were concerned, Chris?
One of the surprises was that, you know, 53% of employers cited, you know, benefit cost as certainly top of mind for them. So no surprise with that. I think the surprise, though, was even with cost being top of mind, 70% of employers said they're going to increase the amount of benefits that they offer in the future. So I think the continued expansion of products and services, and then the continued expansion of leave, technology will be critical in terms of delivering on that promise and creating the best experiences for employees to actually maximize the value proposition from their benefits programs.
Chris, how are expectations of brokers changing, and what does it mean for those trying to deliver value in the space?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And we actually interviewed several key brokerage house leaders and general agency leaders to hear their perspectives. And, you know, we walked away with, I would say, five key things. I think one, clients are demanding more for brokers than ever before, and they're hyper-focused on the ROI of their programs, given it continues to expand. And if you think about, you know, the wide range of topics brokers need to navigate, I mean, behavioral health, prescription drugs and prescription drug depression, infertility benefits, weight loss drugs, leave law expansion. You know, they need help, and they really need help in terms of understanding how benefits can best be utilized to drive value. So I think that's number one. I think two, as brokers consider who they want to work with in terms of carriers who are going to be on their panels, who they recommend, one thing we heard loud and clear, transparency will be absolutely mandated to earn brokers' trust and where and how they place their business. And we saw transparency break down into two categories: pricing and benefit utilization. How do I get best value? But also, what capabilities are carriers offering in terms of experience? And the conversations are shifting from tell me what you have to show me what you have. So I think that's number two. Three, the brokers all agreed that disruption will likely come from AI, most likely in enrollment experiences to create more personalized, tailored offering. But they also had a fundamental foundational principle is they believed AI should serve the people who are serving consumers. And then maybe last, I'll just say the continued consolidation, as I said earlier, could have unintended consequences. So if smaller employer segments become more underserved, general agency, professional employer organizations are going to become more and more dominant in that segment and perhaps open the door for new fintech solutions. So a lot changing in the intermediary landscape. Brokers remain essential, but likely to see continued diversification of who's serving employers in market by segment.
Along those lines, how are products and services evolving to meet the needs of a changing workforce?
Yeah, so just think about the workforce and how it's changing. We're in a generational tipping point. So what does that mean? For the first time ever, 50% of the workforce is actually now Z and millennial, and they'll actually be two-thirds of the workforce by 2031. And even more so, for the first time ever, Z actually outnumber boomers in the workplace. So you know, the actual end customer and employee is quickly changing, and their needs are changing, and their needs are quite different in terms of the traditional X and boomer. And as I said earlier, you know, 57% of small employers, but 65-70% of mid to large employers are expecting to offer more benefits in the future. So what do we expect to change? I think number one, what won't change, the basics still matter. Medical, dental, and vision are still the most important, no surprise. But I think what was interesting is that the paid family or medical leave or leave management, as I said, is a core four of benefits because it applies to all generations. Maybe caring for a loved one or even grandchildren for the older generation and parental bonding for the younger generation. So leave management is now at the very heart of the value proposition of benefits. That's kind of one finding. Two, well-being benefits are now must-have. When you look at the interest of kind of professional, mental, societal, it skews way more to Z and millennial than it does to X and boomer. Mental health services, as an example, is actually almost as important to Gen Z as their dental benefits. So, you know, we're seeing new products and services continue to emerge, and the needs of the newer, more dominant segment are much more expansive than the needs of the traditional segments of X and boomer who we've been serving for decades.
Do you see leave management transforming the delivery of benefits?
Yeah, I mean, the question that really came out, especially with leave being a core four and even more, we kind of are starting to see what we're calling the next horizon of leave services emerging. So, you know, the question we say, are we really ready for that as an industry, or as I mentioned earlier, will leave mismanagement start to occur? But you know, as we talked to and interviewed employers and brokers, you know, some of the findings was leave management demand is growing. So core four, as I said, 56% of employers surveyed said they would purchase paid family leave coverage for their employees. So demand is growing, but the demand of services are multiplying. So paid parental, maternity, medical leave, things we've been doing for a while, those are fairly mature, but the next horizon's now coming where 50 to 60% of the employers we surveyed said they're going to be looking at offering caregiving leave, domestic violence leave, divorce or family upheaval leave. Multiple types of leave services are exponentially now coming that we need to be ready for. And what was interesting, and maybe even a surprise to your question earlier, the confidence levels of employers and brokers are mismatched. 79% of the employers that we surveyed said administering leave will not be challenging 3 to 5 years out. Yet the number one thing we heard from brokers in the interviews is that employers are going to struggle because this is getting really, really quite complex. And actually 24% of the employees said their leave experience was very easy today. So that mismatch of expectation could be a bit of a surprise for employers in the future. But ultimately, I think the good news is employers from the research are willing to pay more for integrated experiences. When we ask them to choose between an integrated experience at a higher price or a non-integrated experience at a lower price, 65 to 70% of the mid-large employers, so 100 lives or greater, said they'll pay for the integrated experience because the experience is so critical to workforce productivity. And the last thing is, which I think does say that employers will need help, is about one third of the employers surveyed said that they outsource leave to a third party today. When we asked them 5 years out, it actually grew to 50 to as high as 70% of employers looking to outsource leave to carriers and payroll HR providers being the most likely destination.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Chris, how is technology and AI reshaping the benefits landscape?
Yeah, I mean, what the headline of our technology segment was basically digitize or be disrupted, and AI is the likely catalyst. And I think that says it all. As we talked about, with the who changing, with the changing workforce, the generational tipping point, and the what changing with products and services expanding into the five dimensions of well-being, clearly the how has to also change. And so as we looked at technology and AI, I would say four things we saw. One, expectation from consumers, employees of digital capabilities is at an all-time high. Two, employers, again, will pay for slightly more for integrated and connected experiences. Three, claims experiences are where the greatest needs are. And four, AI provides the opportunities to truly change the game. So let's double click into those. So when we surveyed 1,200 employees and asked them the criticality of various digital capabilities, and we compared that to our prior research in 2023, every single capability showed an increase in the level of importance across the full life cycle of experiences. So digital truly matters. Two, when we presented the choice of carriers, would you choose the partner fully connected with the Bentec platforms at a slightly higher price or the non-connected experience? 74% of employers chose the integrated experience. So again, connected and integrated experiences truly also matter. But what was some of the surprises when we asked employers about capability gaps? Four of the top five largest unmet needs all sit in the claims experience and are all focused on guided, rapid decisioning, integrated experiences. And finally, AI, with the continued speed of advancement and shift of Gen AI to now agentic AI and onwards to autonomous intelligence, the game can truly change. And whether that's creating new product designs tailored to micro segments, to distribution targeting underserved market segments, to education and decision support, to demystified benefits, or to the claims experience and making it much more guided in real time, anything's possible. And, candidly, on this call, just from the time we've started to now, AI has already advanced. So now is the time to harness and the time to act.
So, Chris, what recommendations would you offer to carriers and brokers who want to better align with employers' evolving benefit strategies?
Yeah, so I think, to maybe sum it up, the workforce is changing in a dramatic way, and benefits remain at the heart of the value proposition, but mass customization is unsustainable. So very targeted, curated benefit programs, hyper-personalized, are going to win in the future. So I think that's one. I think two, to the point I said earlier, wellness benefits are must-have. Products and services have to expand because the needs of the dominant workforce with Z and millennial are very different than the needs of the traditional legacy workforce of X and boomer. Creating that relevancy to now the growing voice of the workforce is key. Brokers, are continuing to remain essential, but they're going to demand transparency. They're going to really want to probe into benefit utilization because they want to work with their clients to maximize the returns of these benefit programs. I think maybe two last ones are just absence and leave management is now as essential as medical and dental, and creating those much more simplistic experiences to raise 24% of employees saying it's very easy to 75% of employees saying it's very easy, because actually one out of every 10 employees will actually experience a leave within any given year. And the last one I would just say is digitize or be disrupted, because the how is going to be as important as the who and the what in the future in terms of who's going to win and create maximum value in the market.
Chris, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks, John. Really appreciate the opportunity to join.
That was Chris Morbelli, EY America's Life and Group Insurance Transformation Leader. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.